listeners, and welcome to another episode of the League of Extraordinary Applicants, the podcast where we chat about what it takes to create a winning application in today's super competitive landscape. I'm Stephen Black.
And I'm Cleo Handler. We're your official tour guides for this insider's journey. Each week, we'll tackle a specific topic to give some insight into each of our Ivy League experiences. Stephen, why don't you start us off by telling everyone where you went to college?
So I went to this little school up in Boston. It's not actually in Boston. It's in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh.
It's called Harvard. I mean, maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you haven't. It's a great institution. I graduated in 2007. My degree was in visual and environmental studies. And Cleo, I believe you went to a school a bit south of mine in a notoriously dangerous area of the country known as New Haven.
Well, I did go to Yale. I graduated last year in May 2012, but I don't seem to have heard of this small little institution where you have attended college, Stephen. But just for everyone out there, I'll tell you a little bit about my wonderful school. I double majored in psychology and theater studies, and yeah, New Haven is actually pretty great, so ha.
Nice.
So anyway, I guess we should get down to business. Today our topic is preparing for your essays. We're not talking about writing them just yet, but instead we'll discuss everything you can do up to that point.
Yeah, so we really want to put heavy emphasis here on the word preparing. We're going to put big, giant air quotes around it, preparing, because you can't really, it's not something you can physically prepare for. Like when you practice for, when you're on a track team and you practice running, you know, 5-6 days a week in order to prepare for the big race. It's not exactly what you do in this case. Preparing is just sort of different. It's more like living your life, living it to the fullest, and here's some ideas on what you can do to ensure that you have some great material in the future for your essay topic. So first, Cleo and I are just going to give a quick rundown of what our biggest essays were when we applied to college. So Cleo, why don't you start us off? Tell us what your essays were about.
I always feel kind of silly saying this, but my main essay was actually about Harry Potter. And some people are surprised by this because they think, you know, everyone could write an essay about how much they loved Harry Potter. But I think the key here is that you can really write about anything and make it interesting if you dig a little deeper and talk about it in a unique way. So my essay was really about the way that Harry Potter made me feel like I was bonded to my generation and I was a part of something bigger than myself. I also wrote another shorter essay about moving across the country and going from, you know, a single parent household to like a family in LA and what a big lifestyle change that was. But I think that was for a supplemental essay. What about you?
Yeah, so I mean, I think both of your essay topics, like your first is sort of unexpected and great. It's a different angle on something that everybody knows a lot about, and your second really gets into a personal topic. So I think that's fantastic. For my essays, I had three main essays. The first that I wrote about was a summer program called New Jersey Scholars that I was a part of, one of 36 students selected from high schools across the state to participate in it down by Princeton. And it was pretty cool. It sort of simulated the college experience. But I sort of took an angle on the essay where I didn't just present it as sort of boring. I presented it as like, this is sort of what I'm looking for out of my education and why it was so exciting to me. The second essay I wrote was about a cousin I have with learning disabilities and how I have family members who didn't quite understand him and how it took me some years to understand and ultimately figure out how to help him with his studies. And the final essay that I wrote, this is actually in the Any Additional Info session, is I had written about the death of my grandmother, which happened only a month before I submitted my first application, and how this is, you know, true to life. She had said to me, you know, no matter anything that happens, she had wanted me to finish my applications, and, you know, she was excited that I was applying to Harvard. So that was something that I wrote as a sort of emotional essay. So, I mean, as you can tell with both of our topics, it's really tough to necessarily prepare for such essays. I mean, like something that happened to Cleo moving across the country, talking about her relationship with her mom. It's not like she was preparing for those. Those just sort of happened. And this, it's, a quote that's important that you should think about, and this is sort of paraphrased from Ralph Waldo Emerson, is that it's the journey and not the destination that matters, right? It's the life you're living, the experiences that you're having, and all of these things shouldn't be means to an end. You shouldn't be doing them thinking with you'll have essays in mind. You should be doing them because this is how you should live your life.
But of course, the more you do, the more opportunities you may come across for interesting material, not only for your life, but for your essays. So, of course, you shouldn't be just sitting around hoping some magical story will come to you. You should be go out doing things, having experiences, trying different activities. Of course, like Stephen said, you can't choose the emotional things that will happen to you in your life per se. But the more you do, especially when it's stuff that you really care about and you're truly passionate about, the more interesting fodder you're going to have ultimately for an essay topic.
You're totally right. Like you definitely can't just sit around. You have to be out living your life and pushing yourself to do things that are out of your comfort zone. That's awesome advice.
Now, I guess we're going to go on and tell you a little bit about some examples of some things you can do if you feel a little bit overwhelmed by the prospect of going out and finding a story for your essay. Here are some meaningful extracurriculars that have been helpful to me and I think to a lot of other kids in their high school careers. First of all, I'm just going to say you really want to challenge yourself. You'll find great material for your essays, great material for your application in general if you're like taking difficult courses in school and you're doing interesting summer activities. There are some like summer courses offered at different colleges. You could also do clubs or sports or anything that you really care about. If you're passionate about it, that passion and dedication is going to shine through on your essay, and they will be able to tell. All of these admissions officers are reading hundreds of essays every day, and they can see if you're just trying to write something that sounds impressive or that you feel should be something you're writing about. But if you don't really care about it, if it doesn't show your actual personality, I really think it's going to fall flat. So, one other point I just want to make before I pass it off to Stephen is that when I was in high school, I had this idea in my head that all of these Ivy League schools would only accept you if you had some unbelievable, crazy achievement. Did you feel this way?
Yeah, oh, I totally felt the same way that you had to be volunteering, at an AIDS orphanage in Africa, or you had to be creating some national science fair project. Yeah, I had that same
Yeah,
misconception.
exactly. And it's totally not true. Obviously, there are some people, like that at these schools. I knew someone who was like playing Carnegie Hall concerts by age 7 and raising money for brain disease awareness. And, there are these amazing people out there. But most of the applicants to these schools are just intelligent, driven, passionate kids who write really interesting essays and really come to life on the page and make the admissions committee get a sense of who they are and what they're going to do at the school and in the world. So just keep that in mind. You don't have to do something totally insane. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think when we're talking about extracurricular activities, there is that misconception that, oh, yeah, I have to cure cancer or I have to do something massive to get into an Ivy League school. And that's just not the case. The vast majority of accepted applicants have participated in meaningful extracurricular activities on a smaller scale. So, like, you don't have to be nationally ranked in something. I mean, you could be. The biggest thing is that you could be making change on a local level, and that's more realistic. Like, say you started a charity or a club or an organization that helps beautify your town or helps take care of a specific problem in your town. And that shows leadership and initiative. And I mean, that's a great essay topic. And look, you really did change people around you. And so that's my two biggest points here with extracurriculars is, of course, I mean, and you've heard this a million times, that it's quality, not quantity. Everybody makes the rookie mistake of thinking, I've got to have 100 activities, but then you spread yourself too thin, and that's not good. And the second idea is that when you look back at this extracurricular, you want to be proud of what you did, and you want to have not only changed the world around you, but you yourself should have changed along the way. I mean, that sort of transformation is really powerful and makes for a great essay. If you can do something small on a local or even smaller, a change you made at your school, maybe you stood up for something that you cared about at your school, and that's a potentially great essay topic. It shows that you are taking initiative and you are making change in the world around you, and that's what top-tier schools love to see. They don't need to necessarily see that you have cured some international disease. It's good that to show that you are participating and you're an active member of your own community. So that's extracurricular activities, and Cleo touched a little bit on this already, but the second thing we want to talk about for preparing for your essays is the summer before your senior year. So, Cleo, how did you deal with that summer?
Right, this is kind of a stressful time, as I'm sure you all know, because you're about to start the intense application process and you're trying to think of a great subject for your essay and all of that. We talked about this a little bit in a past podcast, but I went to a summer course offered at Cornell University for high school students. And it was a 3 week long course where I was studying social psychology, living on campus, getting to meet everyone and get a sense of what it would be like to live on my own. So I found that to be a really fantastic experience. But I know that there were also, if you don't want to spend your summer in school, I also did a lot of sports. I did gymnastics. I did some traveling. Anything that you feel is a productive use of time and also something that makes you happy, something you're passionate about. Again, if it's something that you truly find to be interesting, it's going to be useful to you later on when you're trying to find something to write about.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And again, here I would say, I'd stress again, it's the journey, not the destination. So when you're thinking about this summer before your senior year, which is important because you'll be asked about it in your interviews and they'll want to hear about it on your college application, because it shows, hey, what did you do when you were out of school? The main point of advice I'd want to give first is put your essay out of your mind. Like, don't do something just because you think it'll make for a great essay. That's putting the cart before the horse. You want to really do something with your summer that you would enjoy doing that's meaningful. And I'm not talking about, like, obviously you would enjoy playing video games or just, vegging out watching TV every day. A lot of people would enjoy that, but that's just not meaningful or productive. So do something, yeah, that pushes yourself, that has the potential to be a great experience. And my only point here is don't force yourself to do something you hate. I did a week-long program at the end of my junior year called Boys State, which was a couple states have them. It's a sort of mock government program. And I really had no interest in government or anything like that. And it was a miserable week. And I was just sort of doing it because I thought, hey, this might make for a good essay. But it had nothing to do, it wasn't aligned with my interests at all. So that was a
Right.
big mistake. I mean, you really want to pick something that's meaningful that you would enjoy without even thinking about your essay. So that'd be my big advice there.
Right. And I would also add that if you don't think there's like a specific structured program or sport that you want to participate in, that's totally fine too. If you are more creative and you have a certain project that you want to pursue on your own, if you are a musician and you want to spend that summer writing and recording an album, or writing a novel, or doing something amazing and creative, that's amazing too. That will give you a lot to talk about when anyone asks about it, and it will be productive and fulfilling and certainly meaningful. So don't count those sorts of projects out. They can be, amazing ways to show a lot of initiative and passion too.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a great thing to show that you've taken it upon yourself to create something interesting and to change the world around you. That's always a positive thing. So yeah, I want to move on to the third idea here in preparing for your essays. We've covered extracurriculars, we've covered the summer before your senior year. And now I want to talk about experiences of growth and maturation. Referring back to our own essays, Cleo talked about the essay about moving cross country, about she and her mother, and then I talked about the essay about my cousin and also my grandmother. So my main point here is that these you can't plan for. This is life. These are a natural part of life. It's just later on you need to think about them through the lens of how did I grow? How did I mature? What happened here?
And even if you don't feel that you've experienced a, God forbid, like a heart-wrenching, terrible experience by the time you're in 11th grade, that's okay. You don't have to have a tragic story here. But anything that you have gone through that's been challenging or eye-opening for you can work just as well. Really, the point here is that they want to see that you're capable of multi-layered thought, thinking really deeply about something, introspection, all of that, and show that you're able to look back on an experience or a person who really impacted you and think about how you changed, how this has affected your goals and your perspective on the world and who you might be as a result of that. They really just want to get a sense of who you are and how you see the world.
Yeah, I liked a phrase that you used. You said, it's like you when you're writing these essays, you're really looking back. And I think that's important. It's because these are experiences that should have, helped you to grow and mature, take steps towards adulthood. And really when you're writing an essay like this, you're looking back, you're reflecting, you're saying, what have I gotten out of this? How have I grown? How am I different now? And admissions committees love to see this because it shows that you're not just some kid. You are an intelligent person who's grown and matured, and you're likely to continue to grow and mature at their university. They don't want to see immaturity. That's bad. They want to see actual growth and actual maturity, which are very positive things to have in a personal statement. Yeah, so we've covered our three topics, which are extracurriculars, the summer before your senior year, and experiences of growth and maturation, all different ways you can prepare. Remember the big air quotes around prepare for your essays. So for a fun, quick topic here, I wanted to ask you, Cleo, so what's some of the worst things you've ever heard of people doing to quote unquote prepare for their essays?
Well, I don't have any specific anecdotes that come to mind right now, but I do know of a few people who got so much advice and feedback from many different teachers and family members and everything on their essays that they ended up really not sounding like themselves anymore. And it's so obvious when your mom wrote the essay or when your history teacher wrote the essay. So I just say that, like, you really want to find a few trusted advisors who can help you here, who know what they're doing. Because if it doesn't sound like you anymore and you lose your whole unique voice, then these people are going to be able to tell and it will be a far less interesting essay. So that's just my two cents about that. But do you have any good stories about this?
Yeah, I do. I want to reflect on that for a second. It's like, imagine, because that's such good advice that you just gave, because it's like when you run your essay through the mill and like lose your own voice, like imagine that you had written that your personal essay about moving across the country and your relationship with your mom. Like, Imagine if somebody else had written that essay for you.
You lose all the specifics, all the evocative, like sensory images, all the things that you really remember that stuck with you and influenced you, and it just becomes a generic, broad, ingenuous piece of writing, and it's just so obvious and so uninteresting. So the weirder, the better. The more interesting, the better. The more passionate, the better. Keep all of those things in mind.
Yeah, I mean that's totally true. And I mean one thing we do, you and I, Cleo, that we do at Admissionado is, I mean we help applicants' voices come through. I mean that's just such an important thing. Like, but to have someone who just takes it and runs your essay through the mill and loses that voice is, that's just, I can't imagine a worse way of preparing for the essay. But in terms of someone that I know that prepared for their essay in a really bad way, I knew this guy in high school, and he spent the entire summer before senior year volunteering at our local hospital, not only just at the hospital, but in the emergency room. So he thought that this would make him look like a good person, and he could write a great, amazing, emotionally evocative essay about this. Here's the problem. This guy would faint at the sight of blood, and he didn't even want to be pre-med in college. He had no interest in medicine. So he just thought he would do this and he would have this experience and it would make him look great. I mean, needless to say, I had, he showed me his essay when the time came, and it was just so disingenuous. It was like, it was very clear that, like, here was somebody who should have not have spent a summer in the emergency room, which, like, hey, power to you that you did that. Like, awesome. I'm glad, you were helping out in some way. But, like, if it's really not what you want to do and you're really just forcing something, I mean, there's nothing worse. There's no easier way to just create, like, a completely flat essay than to do something that's just you're really not passionate about.
And it sounds like he could have even had a great essay there if he had just been honest and said, something about how he expected it to be this great experience, and it ended up just being terrible because he fainted at the sight of blood. The more honest you are about your observations, the more interesting the essay is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right. It could have been something as simple as, hey, I did this experience and I figured out it wasn't for me. Like, I thought it would be great, but there's parts of it that wasn't. Like, I think, yeah, that could have been a winning essay in and of itself because it's like, it shows honesty that he's, and it shows self-deprecation. Like, hey, look, I thought I was great and I thought this was perfect, but maybe I was wrong. And I think that's an interesting essay in itself.
So I think we've given you guys a lot of great tips today in terms of preparing for your essays. We've covered the topics of meaningful extracurriculars you can engage in during your free time, what you should do the summer before your senior year, and how to handle these experiences of growth and maturation. So I think at this point you really have all of the basics that you need to get started.
Yeah, so let's say we're moving ahead in the future, and so you, the listeners, you've had your great experiences. Awesome. Now the question is, how do you decide what to write about? Well, that's what we'll be covering next week, when our topic will be selecting your essay topics.
We want to thank you all for joining us on this episode of the League of Extraordinary Applicants, and we hope that our advice helps you get that much closer to achieving application success.
And please don't hesitate to email us with any questions, and we'll make sure to answer as many as we can in future episodes. Hit us up at podcast@admissionado.com.
We're excited to hear from you. Questions, comments, feedback, whatever's on your mind. All right, Stephen, that's all for this week.
Join Cleo and me next time for another installment of the League of Extraordinary Applicants.